Good morning, listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Joan Ciccarelli. We are both down in Dallas, Texas, at the Hanley Wood Surfaces Education Advisory Panel, and Joan is the individual who looks after the content around interior design. So, Joan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Sure. I'm glad you could be with us. First, you know, let's talk a little about Hanley Wood and what we're doing down here. They're going through right now and actually analyzing the education seminars that are given next year. And so you've been doing this for, I guess, a couple years, haven't you?
Yes, I have. It's been 2 years so far.
Okay. And you're actually from Park City, Utah. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. That's a resort town, right?
It is the resort town where a lot of our Olympians were from this past winter.
Okay. Most of the homes in Park City are second homes, aren't they?
They're second home residents for the ski area, not so much the primary residence, yes.
You are a designer, you focus on the residential part of the business. Can you tell us about flooring and some design trends that you've been noticing and maybe some surfaces that you like to use when you do projects?
Yes, some of the current projects tend to be remodel work because of the building systems. The current flooring surfaces that have been popular and requested by our clients recently tend to be the hard surfaces because of the ease of maintenance. We are finding that we're using a lot more tile. Vinyl is making a big comeback, and we are also using slab stone on the floor, which is a more contemporary look that is growing in popularity.
All right, so while carpet, statistically nationwide, is still about 50% of all flooring, you don't do a whole lot with carpet?
I do a lot with carpet, but it tends to be the secondary placement, bedrooms, small offices, not your main spaces.
So it's moved, like we're seeing the trend, it's moved more into the intimate spaces, the bedrooms and the back parts of the home. So you say there's a trend moving toward a lot of hard surface. Explain what you mean when you say slab surface.
Slab surface would be large pieces of stone, slate, that would be in the 2 foot to 3 foot width by 4 or 5 foot long, large format.
You know, people now are talking about the new normal, and they're talking about how consumers' tastes have kind of gone to the value side. Are you seeing that in a vacation area like Park City?
We are seeing that they are interested in value, but they are also interested in the look. And if the look is maybe more expensive, they are willing to go for it.
Okay. And you said a minute ago that you're also seeing a little bit more of a move toward resilient. Is that because the looks are more realistic, or what do you think is driving that?
The patterns, the colors are unique. They're interesting. They can be used in a variety of places. They're not just for the laundry any longer. We are putting them in offices and even garages.
A lot of designers, when they're talking about the flooring, some of them use it as an accent, and some people use it just kind of as a background, and they let the other furnishing elements be the focal point. What is your preference?
My preference is to make the flooring more of a key item that the other furnishings and finishes in the house work in coordination with, but they are a very important part of the design process for us.
Do you start with the floor?
In a lot of cases, I do start with the floor.
And when you're, let's say you're specifying a hardwood, so you would, instead of putting in a light-colored, nondescript wood, you'd actually come in with something with a little bit more distress and pattern in it?
Yes, we have not put in a light strip floor in many years. It's going to the wider plank boards along with more exotic woods. And distress finishes are not as popular, but a texture is still popular.
Okay. To be up to speed in this area so that you can give your clients the best advice, do you go to the color marketing group, or where do you get a lot of your information about what's in and what's hip?
Basically from previous magazine articles, what the clients are requesting. We try to stay with the current shows every year to see what is being presented as new and see if it's something we can work into their projects.
One of the reasons I wanted to talk to you about this whole thing around surfaces, I mean, you go to surfaces to see what's out there and to find out what some of the options are, right?
Absolutely. I go to surfaces every year so that I can see what is new and keep me one step ahead. When my clients are asking for the new product out there, we are on top of it.
How did you discover surfaces when you first started to go there?
We had a small retail flooring business, and from that point, we continued to go year after year. And it is not just flooring. Surfaces has quite a bit of variety in product that can be used on other surfaces, walls and countertops. So we're very happy to use their merchandising.
One last thing about your role on this education advisory panel. We noticed today that when it comes to surfaces and you look at the attendees, about 4% of the attendees are designers. But it's a goal of Hanley Wood and of the Surfaces Show to grow that, and that's one of the reasons they've got you on the panel. Is that right?
It is, and we are trying to get the word out to the professional organizations, the ASID, the IIDA, and the architects so that they can help push some of the interest to these shows for their members.
Okay, Joan. We've been talking to Joan Ciccarelli, who is from Park City, Utah, and an interior designer, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.